On stage right now, we have Pam Hill and Saul Himes. Pam, just graduated from law school. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And you're about to be a lawyer? You're just waiting on the...
I sure hope so.
You're waiting on the results?
Waiting on the results.
And what are you doing in the meantime?
I'm actually bartending now.
Oh.
Bars,
right? She just loves bars.
Love the bar. Can't get away from the bar.
And Saul, you're a pediatric infectious disease doctor, something I call bragging.
Sorry.
But that's amazing.
Thank you.
Do people call you House?
They don't, though House actually was an infectious disease doctor, so I should start asking them to.
Oh, nice. Dr. House, I like it. Now, you guys both are very smart, so here's my question. Pam, if you could get rid of any month from the calendar year, which one would you strike and why?
Probably February.
Oh, interesting. Not a Valentine's Day lover? I get it.
No, it's just too cold. I lived in Boston for 8 years, and February was just nasty times.
Yeah, nasty times. I get it. Saul?
Probably July, because it's when the new interns start in the hospital. Enough said.
Two very cold answers, actually. So this game is called What Month Is It Anyway? I'm going to be a wizard at this game. I already have an answer in mind.
That's right. Ring in when you know the answer. What month is it? No, I'm just kidding. It's a little more complicated than that, but only slightly so. In this game, there are only 12 possible answers since each of the following questions can be answered with the name of a month. And we are talking about the Gregorian or Western calendar, so Tishri is not going to be one of the possibilities. Just cross all those off your list.
If you recognize that month, you'd get more time off work, you know?
Yeah, that's true. All right, so you understand the rules of the game, yes?
All right. I think so. I hope so.
I hope so, too. Otherwise, you're going to be embarrassed. All right, here we go. The name of what month comes from the Latin word for 10? Saul.
December.
That's right. So far, so good. There are 4 months that end in the letter Y. Name the one that comes closest to the end of the calendar year. Saul.
July?
July is right.
Yeah. He knows his most hated month.
Yes. Know your enemy, that's what they say, right? In the United States, the federal holiday known as Labor Day occurs on the first Monday of September, which occasionally lands on the 1st of September. But it's always a federal holiday on the 1st of what month? Pam.
January.
That's right. New Year's Day.
A day of hope.
A day of hope.
Followed by January 2nd, which is also my birthday and the saddest day of the year. It is, because everyone wakes up and they're like, already screwed up on my resolutions. Right, I've had a drink, I've eaten a donut, I've had a cigarette, I'm still with this person.
I don't know what you're talking about. Never happened to me.
No.
Maybe you're taking too much on. Fictional sisters Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy share a last name with what month? Saul.
March.
That's right, March. Several months can be girls' names, but which month is named after the first Roman emperor? Pam.
August.
That's right, after Augustus. At the 62nd Primetime Emmys held in 2010, one of the nominees for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Drama Series had a first name that was the name of a month. Who was it? Pam.
January.
Yeah.
Jones.
January Jones is right. Only one person whose first name is a month has won 2 Pulitzer Prizes for drama. Who was it? Saul.
August Wilson.
August Wilson, that's right. All right, this is your last clue. What is the only month whose name is a common English word when its letters are reversed? Pam.
May?
Yeah.
Well done. And yam, one of the best words of all time. I think we can all agree. It's just a
excellent
funny word.
John Chinesky, how'd they do?
We have another tie.
What?
That's right. You probably know the song, so tell me, how many months have exactly 30 days? Saul.
Four.
Four is correct. Way to go, Saul. You're our winner.
Well done. Another tight match. Woo. Saul, you'll be moving on to our final round at the end of the show. Thank you both. Our VIP, that's very important, puzzler is actor Justin Long, and we're going to talk to him about romantic comedies, writing his first feature film, and if he gets any special treatment at the Apple Store. So stick around. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another.